This is Colorado Public Radio News in KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. Southwest Airlines is facing more than $1 million in fines for allegedly violating Colorado's labor laws. CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports.
In a citation, state labor officials say they found dozens of violations, including denying leave for workers diagnosed with or showing symptoms of COVID-19. Southwest says it's exempt from the law and already provides generous benefits to employees. They filed two lawsuits in federal and Denver County court last week to stop the fines. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
A Denver filmmaker is making a movie about Tracks, a gay bar that's been around for decades. Here's Denverites, Kevin Beatty.
Shauna Schultz's main character, Ricky, is a homeless young person kicked out of the house by his family. He finds a place to belong at Tracks. His story draws from Schultz's interviews with real people who go to the club. Central to Ricky's journey is Marty Chernoff, a straight Jewish businessman who opened the bar in 1977.
This is the story of a time where people were unsafe in public to be exactly themselves. And here, this place was opened by a person that was like the most unlikely person to pursue this and make a home for those people.
Schultz says she's raised about half of the $4 million she'll need to make the film in Denver. Kevin Beatty, Denverite.
And this afternoon at Coors Field, the Colorado Rockies will try to avoid getting swept by the Atlanta Braves. Game time is 1:10. This is CPR News.